Prologue. A golden moment has arrived. The basis for this book is a prayer given on January 19, 2018, at one of humanity's most tragic sites. In her 2020 memoir, Mother of Peace, Holy Mother Hahn described her prayer for the liberation of African victims of slavery at the door of no return on Gorée Island, Senegal. As the ferries sailed from Dakar Harbour across the Azure Sea, tourists from various countries, enthralled by the scenery and atmosphere, were chattering in wonder and taking photos. However, an intense pain arose in my heart. I already was feeling that the bitter tears of grief shed by thousands of captives in transit through that island could fill the world's oceans. The slave trade continued for hundreds of years, and it is estimated that more than 20 million Africans were sold into slavery, many passing through the House of Slaves on Gorée Island. No one knows how many innocent lives were lost at sea during the voyages. As the true mother, it broke my heart to know that such atrocities were committed by many who prayed in the name of Jesus Christ. Holding on to the frame of the door of no return, I shed tears, along with the mayor of Gorée and everyone in our party, as I prayed for Africa to be freed from the pain and resentment caused by slavery. As I stood at that door, I could hear the cries and weeping of countless Africans taken against their will. Liberating those who have ascended differs from comforting those who are alive on earth. Both are possible through the earnest prayer of God's only begotten daughter, who carries the mission to save humanity. Facing the silent, grieving walls of the House of Slaves, I forever broke the miserable chains of Africa's oppression. What Holy Mother Hahn is describing in these last three brief sentences represents an unprecedented revolution in God's providence to restore both the physical realm and the spiritual realm. This great-grandmother is a humble, soft-spoken, and incredibly loving woman. She is not the kind of figure we would traditionally think of as a dramatic change agent. And yet all of history comes to a nexus through her life. This book is not theoretical, although through the introduction I provide some theoretical context as a framework to make it easier to understand and process the actual experiences that I document through this text. It is also not a book of history, although I do touch on several historic issues to put the focus of the book into context. The purpose of this book is to provide the reader with deep insights into how God is working at this time to establish a new heaven and a new earth. Through the life of Holy Mother Hahn, who, with her ascended husband, Reverend Sun Myung Moon, established the position of the true parents, God is restoring the proper relationship between the spiritual realm and the physical realm before our eyes. This is a golden moment which has never happened in all of history, and which will never come again. I have been a witness to this process for 51 years, but even for me, what has happened since 2013 has been mind-boggling. If you had told me even 15 years ago the things that I would be doing and experiencing today, I would have considered you delusional. I humbly ask that you set aside any skepticism as you read this book and permit yourself the opportunity to hear the real experiences and guidance of both those who have transitioned into the spiritual world and also angels who have been working tirelessly to assist God in raising up mankind. The second half of this book contains transcripts of 15 spiritual readings through two highly talented mediums. Both mediums have extremely distinguished and credible careers. Both have also worked with Holy Mother Hahn as long as I have. All of these readings, except for the first one, were recorded. The transcriptions are edited for grammar but are totally accurate. They shine a light on the work that Holy Mother Hahn is doing and also illustrate how each of us can personally be a part of this transformation on the foundation of Holy Mother Hahn's breakthroughs. Regardless of how chaotic and hopeless the world may appear, this is in fact a moment when each of us can transform our own lives, clean up the problems of history, and significantly help transform the future, if we are able to align with this unassuming and precious representative of God's feminine heart. Lawrence Bear, Ellicott City, Maryland, October 5th, 2025.